Well, good morning. It is April 26, 2024, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today is a pre-record because I have to be in two places at once. So 2 days in a row for you. So today we are going to pick up in our chronological reading, reading through First Chronicles. Well, we're going to be going back and forth once again between First Chronicles and Second Samuel. We're going to begin with First Chronicles chapter 20, and we're basically going to jump back and forth all over the place. And we're going to be in chapter 14, chapter 3, and then we're also going to be jumping back and reading 2 Samuel 11 and 12, and then jumping back to chapter 5, and then we're going to be reading Psalm 51. We're going to be all over the place. So let's just keep to our chronological reading. April 26, 2024. Let's pick up in 1 Chronicles 20, verse 1, the siege of Rabbah. It happened in the spring of the year, at the time kings go out to battle, that Joab led out the armed forces and ravaged the country of the people of Ammon and came and besieged Rabbah. But David stayed at Jerusalem, and Joab defeated Rabbah and overthrew it. Corresponding text, 2 Samuel 11, verse 1. It happened in the spring of the year, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servant with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the people of Ammon and besieged Rabbah, but David remained at Jerusalem. Very famous text, David and Bathsheba, 2 Samuel 11, 2 to 13. Then it happened one evening that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house, and from the roof he saw a woman bathing, and the woman was very beautiful to behold. And so David sent and inquired about the woman, and someone said, "Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" Then David sent messengers and took her, and she came to him, and he lay with her, for she was cleansed from her impurity. And she returned to her house, and the woman conceived. And so she sent and told David and said, "I am with child." And then David sent to Joab, saying, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." And Joab sent Uriah to David. And when Uriah had come to him, David asked how Joab was doing, and how the people were doing, and how the war prospered. And David said to Uriah, "Go down to your house and wash your feet." And so Uriah departed from the king's house, and a gift of food from the king followed him. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all the servants of his lord, and did not go down to his house. And so when they told David, saying, "Uriah did not go down to his house," David said to Uriah, "Did you not come from a journey? Why did you not go down to your house?" And Uriah said to David, "The ark and Israel and Judah are dwelling in tents. And my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are encamped in the open field. Shall I then go to my house to eat and drink and lie with my wife? As you live and as your soul lives, I will not do this thing." And then David said to Uriah, "Wait here today also, and tomorrow I will let you depart." And so Uriah remained in Jerusalem that day and the next. Now when David called him, he ate and drank before him, and he made him drunk. And at evening he went out to lie on his bed with the servants of his lord. But he did not go down to his house. David arranges for Uriah's death, 2 Samuel 11, 14 to 27. In the morning, it happened that David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. And he wrote it in a letter saying, "Set Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle and retreat from him, that he might be struck down and die." And so it was, while Joab besieged the city, that he assigned Uriah to a place where he knew there were valiant men. And then the men of the city came and fought with Joab, and some of the people of the servants of David fell, and Uriah the Hittite died also. And then Joab sent and told David all the things concerning the war, and charged the messenger, saying, "When you have finished telling the matter of the war to the king, if it happens that the king's wrath rises, and he says to you, 'Why did you approach so near to the city when you fought? Did you not know that they would shoot you from the wall? Who struck Abimelech, the son of Jerushasheth? Was it not a woman who cast a piece of a millstone on him from the wall so that he died in Thebez? Why did you go near the wall?' Then you shall say, 'Your servant Uriah the Hittite is dead also.'" So the messengers went and came and told David all that Joab had sent by him. And the messenger said to David, "Surely the men prevailed against us and came out to us in the field. And then we drove them back as far as the entrance of the gate. The archers shot from the wall at your servant, and some of the king's servants are dead, and your servant Uriah the Hittite is dead also." Then David said to the messenger, "Thus you shall say to Joab, do not let this thing displease you, for the sword devours one as well as another. Strengthen your attack against the city and overthrow it." So encourage him. And when the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead, she mourned for her husband. And when her mourning was over, David sent and brought her to his house, and she became his wife and bore him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. Nathan rebukes David, 2 Samuel 12, verses 1 to 12. Then the Lord sent Nathan to David, and he came to him and said to him, "There were two men in one city, one rich and the other poor. Now, the rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It ate of his own food and drank from his own cup and lay on his bosom, and it was like a daughter to him. And a traveler came to the rich man, who refused to take from his own flock and from his own herd to prepare one for the wayfaring man who had come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him." And so David's anger was greatly aroused against the man, and he said to Nathan, "As the Lord lives, the man who has done this shall surely die, and he shall restore fourfold for the lamb, because he did this thing and because he had no pity." Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man." And thus the Lord God of Israel says, "I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your keeping, and gave you the throne of Israel and Judah. And if that had been too little, I also would have given you much more. Why have you despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? You have killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword. You have taken his wife to be your wife, and have killed him with the sword of the people of Ammon. And now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. And thus says the Lord, behold, I will raise up adversity against you from your own house, and I will take your wives from before your eyes and give them to your neighbor, and he shall lie with your wives in the sight of this sun. For you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel before the sun." 2 Samuel 12, 13 to 14, David confesses his guilt. And so David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan said to David, "The Lord also has put away your sin, and you shall not die. However, because by this deed you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also who is born to you shall surely die." Psalm 51, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones that you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem, and then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar." 2 Samuel 12, 15 to 23. Bathsheba's child dies. Then Nathan departed to his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bore to David, and it became ill. And therefore David pleaded with God for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night on the ground. So the elders of the house arose and went to him to raise him up from the ground, but he would not. nor did he eat food with them. And then on the seventh day it came to pass that the child died. And the servants of David were afraid to tell him that the child was dead, for they said, indeed, while the child was alive, we spoke to him, and he would not heed our voice. How can we tell him that the child is dead? He may do some harm. When David saw that his servants were whispering, David perceived that the child was dead. And therefore David said to his servants, is the child dead? And they said, he is dead. And so David arose from the ground, washed, and anointed himself, and changed his clothes. And he went into the house of the Lord and worshipped. And then he went to his own house, and when he requested, they set food before him, he ate. Then his servants said to him, what is this that you have done? You fasted and wept for the child while he was alive, but when the child died, you arose and ate food? And he said, while the child was alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, who can tell whether the Lord will be gracious to me, that the child might live? But now he's dead. Why should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. 2 Samuel 12:24-25, the birth of Solomon. Then David comforted Bathsheba, his wife, and went into her and lay with her. And so she bore a son, and he called his name Solomon. Now the Lord loved him, and he sent word by the hand of Nathan the prophet. And so he called his name Jedidiah because of the Lord. David's children, 2 Samuel 5:14-16. Now these are the names of those who were born to him in Jerusalem: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Eliada, Elithet. 1 Chronicles 14:3-7, corresponding text. And then David took more wives in Jerusalem, and David begot more sons and daughters. And these are the names of his children whom he had in Jerusalem: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elusha, Elephet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Belalida, and Elithet. Corresponding text, 1 Chronicles 3:5-9. And these were born to him in Jerusalem: Shemaiah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon, four by Bathsheba, the daughter of Amiel. Also there were Ibhar, Elishama, Elithet, Noga, Neged, Japhia, Elishama, Eladia, and Elithet, nine in all. These were the sons of David, beside the sons of the concubines and Tamar, their sister. That was our reading today for April 26, 2024. Thank you all so much for joining me. Leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. Also, if you have not already done so, be sure send me a picture. Send me a picture if you're part of the Mug Club, 860-593-5735. I need them, so get them to me today. Pour that nice big cup of coffee or tea, and just take a selfie or whatever works for you. Get those pictures into me today. Thank you. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this word, Lord. We thank you so much, God, as we read of David's sin, that very, very, very famous text. Lord, we thank you, God, that you show mercy to sinners like us. Every one of us have been there where David is, Lord, just broken by our sin. And God, yet you show mercy to us and you show your grace. And Lord, we're so thankful for that. And Lord, it humbles us, yes, but at the same time, Lord, we understand more deeply and more powerfully the gospel of Jesus Christ and the fact that you sent your son to be of forgiveness for our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so, Lord, indeed, Lord, I pray that you would create in all of us today a clean heart, O Father, and renew a right spirit within us. And so, Lord, I pray, God, that you do that in my heart today. And Lord, help us to honor you, Lord, with clean hands and a pure heart today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all.